Manu Patra alert dated the 7th of June 2019. Bombay High Court has granted bail to TV actor Karan Oberoi on surety of 50,000 rupees. Earlier, Oberoi, arrested on charges of raping and blackmailing a woman, had approached the High Court for bail after lower court rejected his plea for the relief earlier this month. Delhi High Court has asked that government to resolve the difficulties in filing TRAN 1 and directed to enable a facility of the trader dealer being able to save onto his system the filled up form and also a facility for reviewing the form that has been filled up before its submission, while criticizing that the GST system is still running in a trial and error phase. Karnataka High Court has directed the police to submit their response by next week on the action taken against pubs and bars for causing sound pollution in Indira Nagar. This came in after the court was informed that no action had been taken even after petitioners were requesting the same since 2015. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the police to file a status report within 2 days on the rape of a 3-year-old, taking upon its own the case that has led to sectarian tensions and violence at multiple places in the valley. Uttarakhand High Court has noted that grandchildren from a daughter of a freedom fighter cannot be denied the advantages of welfare schemes available to family of a freedom fighter. The court held that daughter, granddaughter or grandson born to a daughter of a freedom fighter cannot be discriminated against on the basis of gender. Madras High Court has questioned why the compulsory helmet rule for both rider and pillion could not be implemented in Chennai while the same was successfully enforced in cities like Delhi and Bengaluru. Supreme Court has stayed two orders passed by the Delhi High Court as per which Guru Gobind Singh Indraprastha University was required to conduct a fresh common entrance test for admission to MBA course. This would imply that admission to the university for MBA will be through CAT. Bombay High Court has refused to grant permission to Crime Branch the custody of three women doctors arrested for allegedly abetting the suicide of their junior colleague, Payal Tadvi, but allowed it to interrogate them for 4 days. Delhi High Court has stayed the permission granted to Rajiv Saxena, a middleman turned approver in a money laundering case related to the Augustos land chopper scam, to travel abroad. Kerala High Court has observed in order to establish entrustment or dominion over property to an accused person, the mere existence of that person's dominion over property is not enough. The court also noted that a movable property can be the essence of commission of an offence of criminal breach of trust, which is defined under Section 405 of the Indian Penal Code, 1860. Gujarat High Court has stayed a condition prescribed in a government resolution dated the 20th of May, whereby it has decided to terminate the contracts of Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MGNREGA, employees and place them under private agencies, to whom the work has been outsourced. The court further issued notice and sought a reply from the state governments after 40 MGNREGA workers approached it against the government resolution. Delhi High Court has acquitted a man of rape charge and held that the woman's testimony is unreliable and inspires no confidence, and there are compelling reasons for rejecting her testimony. The court further noted that more than 500 calls were made by the woman before filing the complaint. Moreover, the woman refused to undergo an internal examination and filed the complaint almost a month after the incident. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has sent notices to 5 asset management companies for alleged breach of insider trading regulations. SBI Fund Management, ING Mutual Fund, now Birla Sun Life, and BNP Paribas are among these. They are all charged with use of price-sensitive information for trading in the scrip of Manappuram Finance, MFL, in March 2013. Securities Appellate Tribunal, SAT, has rejected NSE's plea for allowing it to provide bank guarantee instead of transferring 687 crore rupees from escrow account to Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, in co-location case. SAT, however, granted an additional week to the exchange to comply with the 22nd of May order, which directed NSE to transfer 687 crore rupees to SEBI within 2 weeks from the escrow account. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has noted that the cost of investment in land is also part of the cost of construction of the residential house, for purpose of availing capital gain exemption under Section 54F of the Income Tax Act, 1961. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCDRC, has asked Mercedes-Benz to pay 2 lakh rupees to its customer as compensation for defects in the Mercedes vehicle he had purchased from them. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has asked for a report from the Delhi Pollution Control Committee, DPCC, on a plea alleging their pollution around the Shakurbasti railway station here due to loading and unloading of cement. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has announced that it is waiving off charges that are applied on bank transfers carried out either by National Electronic Funds Transfer, NEFT, or Real-Time Gross Settlement System, RTGS. The RBI asked consumer banks to pass on this benefit to customers, essentially asking banks to NEFT and RTGS transfers free of cost.